mentioned yesterday after the skate that you expected both Blake and Andrew tonight. Still on that same mindset?
Correct, yeah. They'll both play tonight.
You learned from Dallas 11 days ago here, and what have you seen on their 11-1-1 run right now?
Just a continuing building of confidence in their game. So systems haven't changed, their identity hasn't changed, but everything happens a little faster, a little stronger, and they are certainly very confident with the puck. Again, not a lot of risk in their game. Their defense is very active, but they're just, you know, you talk about when a team's feeling good, they're feeling good.
As should your club right now.
Yeah, you know what? Our games, they had a pretty dominant win in the last game. Our games have been tight, you know, as you'd like to think road hockey's played. So we're certainly not arrogant in our room in the way that we play. And the other teams had their chances, but we've stayed in the fight as we have really all year. So there is a confident group, but there's certainly no arrogance in our game.
Is there a certain game plan when you're playing a team that's as hot as the Stars have been? Not that you're going to give it away, but...
No, I don't think anything changes other than, you know, the players all have an awareness that these guys are on right now, and you're not catching them on an off night, or they're not struggling with any real part of their game. So it's in some ways, it's, I don't know if it's easier to motivate your team, but you certainly have their attention when they come to the rink.
Did you circle this trip, Paul, as sort of a litmus test for your club?
The last 2 weeks of the month of November, right from the end of July, there were heavy teams on the road, really difficult travel, go to the East Coast, kind of work your way back for one, go to the West Coast. Those are all... they're all factors in how your team's playing. So we've needed to get off to a good start. If you looked at this as a 7-game trip with a one-off in the middle, we've needed those 3 wins because this is going to be some tough hockey going on the rest of this month.
We've talked about Neil so many times before, and if you knew much about him and what he's done for you. But, I mean, so much was made about that trade and his value didn't was there enough for Jake. But overall, I mean, you guys, have you been pleased with what you've seen from Billy?
You know what? That's gonna, and you got to be careful about what you predict about a player that's not in the National Hockey League. But Neil Pionk fits our team. So what we saw in his play, and keep in mind, he played with Stahl and he played against the other team's best up until the All-Star, and he had an injury at that time. But he's just, you know, grown. The minutes are good for him. He can handle it. Very fit man, very efficient, but plays at a high intensity level. And you have Ilya Heinola over there. So this is going to turn out to be a really good thing for both teams. And, you know, gave up a good defenseman, but added two that are one outstanding right now and one we think will be.
What have you learned about Neil's game that you didn't see on the tape? What'd you learn about Neil's game that you didn't see on the tape?
Got to be careful. Never introduce a negative, right? So if you just go on analytics, if you started there, You would have liked all parts of his game, but transition passing would have been the red flag. And when you watched it, you know, the Rangers run a different neutral zone than we do. They have different counter ideas than we do. We're a very strong regroup to offensive zone possession team, whether we dump the puck or carry it. That's one of our strengths. So that completely disappeared when he came to us. So he just, you know, there are certain guys that fit a style of play. And Neil fits ours, so he's been great. I guess, but to better answer your question, what you hope for is a certain amount of consistency in young defensemen, and that, to me, would be his strength. He has played an incredibly consistent game all year long.
Is that also an example where you got to use small sample size? I mean, he'd barely been in the league for 2 years, considering those analytics? Correct.
So we wouldn't put a whole lot of weight in any of them because every player is different depending on their situation, truly. But, I mean, I told this story. It was true. We go into New York. They're on back-to-back. I've got Scheifele's line out with Wheeler and Kyle Connor, and they got Neil Pionk up against them, and I'm thinking this is going to be good, you know? I didn't know the guy, and we were down 3-0 after two.
You expect that he would be able to fill some of the offensive void on the back end? I mean, you've had such an active back end. You lose a lot of points in Trouba, Myers, now Byfuglien. Do you feel he can contribute a little bit of offense?
We always felt that he could do that. I mean, that part of his game was there. We don't, I mean, you can see it. Our offensive game is different with our blue line the way it is. We don't pinch nearly as much. We're not as active down the wall. We're a little bit more patient at the blue line. but he's made good decisions when to get in and when to get out. For a guy that handles the puck a fair amount, I find there's, while he's active, there's very little risk in his game. Like, he's not throwing seam passes across ice trying to generate offense. He just makes the right play with what's in front of him.
As an opposing coach, when you see them add Corey Perry and Joe Pavelski, I mean, what are your thoughts on those two veteran players?
Well, Dallas is primed, right? So I felt, and you guys would know this, we talked about St. Louis, even though we weren't playing them the second half of the season, as a team that was primed. These guys are, what, about 4 years older per man than our group right now. This is their time, and they're hard. They play fast. They've got, Klingberg out, but they've got a real active back end. And don't give much up. And that would be the difference maybe the transition of this team over the last 4 or 5 years, their back end, when those guys came in, they were all over the ice and they were hard to handle. But you were always in a game with them because you were going to generate chances. Just, I think Joel Armia alone had 12 goals against Dallas. Now most of that's gone away, right? There's no easy offense here.
Going back to that road, your road record's very good. I think it's 8-3-0 maybe right now.
Correct.
Why does that work that way?
Well, I'm going to say there's two things. The first is it's just the way the schedule lays out. Because the other question is, you're 500 at home. Why isn't your home record better if you're that good on the road? But we lost 3 straight at home coming off. You know what? Our schedule was almost identical to Dallas. When you look at their 1-8-1 or whatever they started, theirs was actually heavier than ours. And we played 9-15, I believe, which a lot of travel. Their schedule was, they played 16 games in almost the exact same time frame. It was brutal. And we lost 3 at home at the tail end of that, right? And that skews our record. So we get out of the gate pretty good at the start of the season on the road. We're feeling pretty good. And then we get through that heavy schedule, but we go back out on the road again. So we're just fresh. That's number. And the second is the style of game that we got to play. So we've had a lot of transition. We've got a very, inexperienced blue line in terms of man games that have played. We got to play a tighter game. We've got to, as I said earlier about our offense, our D isn't generating the offense in a lot of ways that, I mean, with Buffalo and Myers and Trubout, you're not going to generate the same kind of offense. So we're almost built now to play road hockey. And I think all those one-goal games, that's road hockey.
Same lineup, same goal.
Correct.